This WebmasterRadio.fm program is made possible in part by the following.
AFCON 2010, where affiliates always attend for free. June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Make your plans now to be at the most affordable, informative, interactive trade show anywhere. Haven't made your plans to join us? Then it's time to act fast. We have secured a limited number of hotel rooms at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Convention Center Hotel, the official host hotel of AFCON 2010. Book your reservations at our exclusive AFCON 2010 special rate by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. That's bit.ly/cheap hotel. These rooms are guaranteed to be sold out fast. Remember, AFCON 2010 is giving you 2 days of back-to-back sessions, keynote presentations, exhibit access, and incredible nighttime networking for free. Plus, we're giving you unbelievable room specials for a limited time. Book your rooms now by going to bit.ly/cheap hotel. AFCON 2010, the trade show that's free for all affiliates. June 21st through 23rd in Denver. Register today at AFFCON2010.com. That's AFFCON2010.com.
The opinions expressed on this WebmasterRadio.fm program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WebmasterRadio.fm. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of this program without the express written consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Welcome to Domain Masters. This is the show where you learn to be the master of your domain. We discuss domains from many different perspectives, including the legal rights of owners and trademark holders, domain value and monetization strategies, how to utilize domains to drive traffic to your business or gain favorable position in search engines, power tools of the trade, and power players of the industry. Domain Masters brings it to you week after week, right here on WebmasterRadio.fm. A new episode of Domain Masters can be heard on WebmasterRadio.fm Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm. My name is Victor Pitts, and I'm your host. Tonight on Domain Masters, we're joined by Roland LaPlante, Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Afilias. This is a continuation of our series on the domain registries, or in other words, the supply side of domain names. We will be back with our show right after this short commercial break.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan to talk to you about Bruce Clay Incorporated. They've made Inc. Magazine's list of growing private businesses and have exhibited and sponsored at my conferences since the very beginning. You've seen their search engine relationship chart, or you've read their SEO code of ethics, so you know they're SEO experts. But did you know they can help you with PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding? Yep, get everything you need for success in the online marketplace. You can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years with offices worldwide, they've got the answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
FriendFinder.
FriendFinder.
The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles.
At hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters
just like you.
With FriendFinder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now
at FriendFinder.com.
Did you know?
99 Designs is a leading marketplace for graphic design on the internet.
Did you know?
99 Designs connects you to a community of over 35,000 designers who will compete to do the best work for you.
Did you know?
99 Designs allows you to post projects for logo design, webpage design, t-shirt design, and more.
Did you know?
99 Designs projects the average of over 70 different design options for a price that you set.
99 Designs. When designers compete, you win.
Affiliate marketing is changing rapidly. Stay ahead of the trends with Affiliate Marketing Insider. Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Affiliate Marketing Channel. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
You're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on WebmasterRadio.fm. Our guest tonight is Roland LaPlante, who's the Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Afilias. Mr. LaPlante oversaw the marketing and launch planning of the .info top-level domain back in 2001, and he was there for the transition and the launch of every TLD supported by Afilias since. An accomplished marketing expert, Mr. LaPlante crafted an 18-month outreach plan for .org registrars that resulted in a smooth and well-communicated migration of registrars from the thin registry at VeriSign, which is the VeriSign model, to a thick one. During his 30-year career in marketing, he held senior marketing positions at McGraw-Hill Providian Corporation, I may be mispronouncing it, Citibank, Hubline, which is one of my favorite distilleries. And before joining Afilias, he was a vice president and chief marketing officer at, I can't even pronounce it, X-L-I-B-R-I-S. How do you pronounce that, Roland?
It's Ex-Libris.
Ex Libris, there you go, an internet publishing company based in Philadelphia. Mr. LaPlante has had extensive internet marketing experience, having built Leeds into a recognized brand leader in the internet publishing space. According to Newsweek, Inside.com, the New York Times, and Harper, while at McGraw-Hill, Mr. LaPlante was responsible for bringing two 100-year-old construction brands, Sweets and Dodge, into the digital age, focusing marketing and product efforts on the internet. His consumer marketing background is equally as extensive. As vice president and director of marketing at cities upscale or upstate New York and DC banks, Mr. LaPlante launched numerous new products. He also managed global marketing for Smirnoff Vodka and Hubline. Mr. LaPlante holds a BA from Dartmouth College and an MBA from Amos Tuck. So I want to welcome to Domain Masters, Roland. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Victor. It's great to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. Apologize for flubbing some of those introduction names there, but those are, you know, when you do this here, you get so many different kinds of names in there, and it's not always that easy to pronounce it the first time around. So apologize for that. But do welcome you to Domain Masters, and certainly want to welcome, appreciate having Afilias step up and being on this this series that we're running at Domain Masters, which is an introduction to the domain registries. And without further ado, I want to just have you, in your own words, explain to our listening audience exactly what is a domain registry and what services, what function do they play within the industry, within the domain name internet infrastructure.
Great, I'd be happy to talk about that. It's important to understand the underlying structure of the industry, which is broken up into several levels. I think you can imagine the registry level as sort of the manufacturing plant for internet top-level domains. Every top-level domain has to have one master database in order to make sure that each name registered at the registry is unique and that there aren't any collisions out on the internet. So individual companies tend to manage these TLDs, and registries are the companies that maintain the databases, typically run the DNS name servers, and in general operate at the plumbing level of each TLD. That's a different role than registrars play. Registrars typically are the retailers of domain names. That's where normal registrants will come and register the name. The registrars are all hooked up or all linked up to the individual registries, mostly automatically, so that the names can be registered quickly, expeditiously, and resolve on the Internet very quickly as well. Now, Afilias in particular is the registry operator for the .info domain, which launched back in 2001 as part of ICANN's first round of new top-level domains introduced since the DNS was established with the .com.org set of top-level domains. And Info launched in 2001 and has now grown to be about 6 million registrations, and those are all running through Afilias' systems. Afilias is linked up as part of this, part of our support for .info, with virtually all of the world's top-selling registrars. We have direct links to about 400 registrars. I think if you look at the ICANN list now, there are about 900 or 1,000 accredited registrars, but many of these are subsidiaries of the main registrars, such as Enum and GoDaddy and so forth. So we are linked to all of those registrars, and we deal with them every day.
I know that this is a global business, but where is Afilias actually, you know, where is the headquarters? I know you have offices. You're here out of the U.S., but is Afilias based out of the U.S. or elsewhere?
No, actually, Afilias is an Irish limited company based in Dublin, and we have offices all over the world. We have a major operations center in Toronto. We have a sales center here in Philadelphia. We have an operational office in New Delhi. We have sales offices, other sales offices in various other places. We have about 150 people now, and we're supporting 15 different TLDs. We are actually the registry operator for .info, as I mentioned earlier, but we also do the registry services support, the technical support for .org under a contract to the Public Interest Registry down in Reston. We do the work for .mobi, and actually we recently acquired the .mobi TLD from its prior owners. We also do the back-end support for .asia. Under contract to the .asia organization in Hong Kong. We support the .aero domain on behalf of CETA, which is in Geneva. And we support 10 country codes. We support the country codes for Belize, for Honduras, for Antigua, for Gibraltar, for India, for St. Vincent and the Grenadines in the Caribbean, for St. Lucia, for Mongolia, for the Seychelles, and the most recent launch was .me, which is the country code for Montenegro, and that's been quite a successful launch for us. So overall, Afilias is supporting 15 different TLDs. It turns out that's about 15 million registrations, individual registrations, and in a total market that's a little north of 190 million registrations worldwide, we're supporting about 8% of the domain names on the Internet now.
Wow, that's pretty phenomenal. That is, I mean, the fact that so many different TLDs will come to you, these CCTLDs and so forth, is a reflection, I think, of the type of service that you're providing, and in terms of database technology, support team, and so forth. So kudos to you and the entire Afilias team. Let me ask you a question about let's kind of hone in on the. Probably the largest of the TLDs that you have, I would presume that to be .info. Is that correct?
Yeah, we're the registry operator for .info. That's the largest one we're the operator for. Of course, we support .org, which is a bit larger than .info. But happy to talk about info all day long.
Okay, well let's focus on .info because it's a pretty interesting TLD. Can you tell us? Do you have any sort of stats on how people are using .info? Is any sort of stats in terms of percentage that are on like developed websites versus park versus anything like that? Do you have any sort of information such as that?
Yeah, we have all kinds of information on info. It's been far and away the most successful new TLD ever launched. It launched back in 2001, just after September 11th, 2001, actually. Not very good timing, but that was the schedule, and Afilias always meets its date. So .info now has grown to about 6 million total registrations. It's not quite 6 million yet, but it almost is. And about 72% of those now go to active domains, active websites. About 22%, well over a million, almost a million and a quarter, actually, go to what we term dedicated sites. These are sites that that appear to us to have original content on them. They're pretty well developed out, and they they're what we see as real sites. There's a number of other uses of .info. There are a number of .infos that are used for what we believe are monetization purposes. And there are a lot of companies and individuals who have purchased a .info and redirect it to their com site or to another site. So overall, we've got about 72% of the registrations outstanding that are being used, which is not too far off from where .com and .net are. When you look at the most recent VeriSign domain briefs, they talk about 12% of the .coms and .net don't go anywhere, and 88% have a, actually 64% of the comms and nets have a multiple page website. We don't look at it at quite that way, but we look at whether the site's being used or not, and our the development of .info is now about comparable to .com.
What do you feel is the greatest attraction of the .info? What is the differentiation between it and other TLDs in Afilius's opinion?
Well, the principal advantage, I think, of a .info is that it's a globally established, well-known TLD now that still has the ability for you to get your name in the space. One of the issues with .com these days, as everyone knows, is that with over 80 million registrations in .com, it's very difficult to find a short name that's not already taken that is related to either your business or your interests or what you're establishing a website for. That's not the case in .info. In .info, there's quite a bit more registrations available to people, and that's why we're seeing it growing as quickly as it is.
The .com, when it first came out, of course, was for commercial business. .org for organizations. It originally, I think, intended more for nonprofit organizations. You had .net was for networking, ISPs, and so forth. What was the thought process in naming .info?
Well, I think the reason ICANN established or approved a .info domain is to really start opening up the generic TLD space for competitors to .com and .net. And that's what that's really why Afilius was established. One of the accomplishments, I think, of ICANN as it has come in to monitor the overall domain space has been to establish a very competitive level at the registrar level. Because, as I mentioned before, there are nearly 1,000 ICANN-accredited registrars now worldwide. So it's a very competitive retail and reseller business. The registry level has also become quite competitive, and that's because ICANN has approved 20 or so new TLDs since the DNS was established, and most of those are operated by separate registry operators, and of course all the registry operators are competing with VeriSign, which is the granddaddy of all the registries, with the .com/.net volume, and that's what's made it more competitive and giving customers the kind of value that they're seeing now. Interestingly, .infos have been very heavily promoted over the last several years, and you can buy infos now for 89 cents a piece. Some of the registrars have been very aggressive on the price, and that makes it not only good from an availability standpoint, but it's also a terrific value.
Absolutely. It changes the whole ROI on the domain name for those people that are monetizing it, too, because your price point where you're going to be breaking even is far lower. So certainly is an advantage. You know, we talked about, or you mentioned in the last piece that you discussed, the competition within the registrar community, the competition now within the registry community, and obviously there's always been competition within the TLDs. And ICANN is now opening up to a lot of new GTLDs. What impact does Afilias think that that's going to have on the market? And are you going to be a participant in registering or taking management of any of those new GTLDs?
Well, there's been a tremendous amount of debate about the whole new TLD process in the ICANN community because it really does open up the route for some more creativity, some more options, and ICANN expects the competition to increase dramatically. I think that we're going to see hundreds of new TLD applications come in. ICANN is now finalizing the process at the Nairobi meeting about a month back. They made some very important decisions regarding the process, and I think we're going to see the process start to open up late this year with potential. You know, they've got to evaluate the applications and go through the whole process that they have developed. I think we're probably going to see some new TLDs getting into the market in maybe late 2011, 2012. So the new TLD process is a big item for Afilias because obviously our primary business model is around supporting TLDs for domain authorities. You know, we're operating the 10 country codes under the authority of the individual people who manage those. We're doing most of our GTLDs again for somebody else, and for a new applicant who is considering a new TLD, they have tremendous challenges finding a niche in the internet, a positioning in the internet that's going to attract new users. So they really are, I mean, our advice to them is focus on the value of your TLD. Focus on why it's different. Focus on the end customer. And don't worry about the registry operations and the DNS resolution and even registrar distribution. You know, you should leave that to somebody who's already doing it. One of the big issues that the registrars are concerned about is how are we going to handle hundreds of new TLDs? When you look at the homepage space at most of the major registrars, they're very busy. There's a lot of stuff that registrars are selling. It's not just TLDs. It's email. It's site services. It's all kinds of value-added services to help be successful on the internet. And they're worried about how they're going to handle hundreds of new TLDs. But if a new TLD prospect, if an applicant is dealing with an existing provider like Afilias, we already have connections with all the registrars. We already have financial arrangements with all the registrars. We already have policy familiarity with all the registrars. You know, they already know our technology. They know our 24/7 support guys. We have deep relationships with these registrars. So if a new TLD applicant really wants to get distribution worldwide, they should be dealing with somebody like Afilias who already has those connections. Now, of course, nobody can guarantee distribution because whether a registrar carries a TLD or not is entirely up to them. But by dealing with somebody who exists today, it's much easier for them to, and less costly for a registrar, to pick up these new TLDs and offer them to their customer base.
Outstanding. Well, listen, we're going to break for a few commercials and return to learn more in our Meet the Domain Registry series with Roland LaPlante, Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer at Afilias. My name is Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
Staying ahead of the curve to deliver the best online marketing solutions you need. That's what the JAR Group is all about. The JAR Group offers a full-service suite of marketing and managing solutions custom-tailored for affiliate, search, and social media. The JAR Group uses their resources and research to help meet and exceed the revenue expectations of each and every client. Find out how the JAR Group can work for you at thejargroup.com. That's thejargroup.com. The JAR Group, online marketing with measurable results.
Looking for an affiliate network that can package every solution an advertiser or publisher needs in one account? Your one-stop source for full-service solutions is AdMedia.com. AdMedia delivers an incredible lineup of specialized XML feeds for local, social, and search, plus the advertising arsenal of PPC, SEM, contextual, display, and more. AdMedia gives your campaign real visibility, from emailers to domain redirects. AdMedia tailors your all-in-one campaign to give your account a real advantage. AdMedia.com delivers cost-effective ad solutions with real conversions. Learn everything AdMedia can do for you today. Sign up at AdMedia.com. AdMedia, strong ROI made simple.
XYZ affiliate market. Are you an affiliate? If yes, you'll pay me. No ifs, ands, or maybes. Get paid daily, make a mad dash, sign up as a flash, quickly convert the clicks into cash. Affiliate marketing network is first place. I cut to the chase, it's all performance based. Listen to what I'm telling you, cause this what you better do. Join as a publisher and maximize your revenue. Think we agreed that money is what you need indeed. You can get paid from sales and leads. Not one thing lacking, don't get it cracking. Even comes with state of the art tracking. Where did it start? You can do it a couple ways. 866XY7Page. It's toll free. Tell me what you waiting on. So log on to XY7.com.
Ready to learn to be a mass marketing mastermind? Take some notes from the godfathers of mass distribution. Inbox, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or on demand anytime inside the Internet Marketing Channel, only on webmasterradio.fm. Now, back to Domain Masters.
Are you still master of your domain?
Yes!
Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Welcome back to Domain Masters, where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on webmasterradio.fm. Tonight, we're joined by Roland LaPlante, Senior Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer at Afilias, as we continue our Meet the Domain Registry series. Welcome back to from the commercial break, Roland.
Thanks, Victor.
We had, in the top part of our show, we did an introduction, in your own words, what services and that the registries provide. Obviously, they're the supply side of the top-level domains to the marketplace as opposed to registrars, which are more the distribution channel. We talked about the TLDs that Afilias operates, which is .info, but you also manage so many others like .org and Mobi, .asia, .aereo, and 10 different CCTLDs, and you provide that back-end technology and all that connection it goes to and connects to the registrars so that the names can be served up and managed within your database. So one of the other things we had talked about was the new GTLDs that ICANN will be rolling or has approved and will anticipate seeing in the not-so-distant future. And I have one follow-up question that I'm trying to ask all the registries when I speak to them, and I want to ask this one, too, to be consistent. And the question is, regarding your top-level domain, and I'm going to focus on one you operate, which is .info, do you think that the new GTLDs will have an effect on .info in the sense that it will increase the demand for .info, decrease demand, or have no effect?
Well, I have to say, I think at the end of the day, it's going to increase demand. And I'll tell you the reason why. When you look at the new TLDs that have been introduced since the DNS was established, we've now got almost 10 years of experience introducing new TLDs. And while the industry has never seen, you know, hundreds of new TLDs launched all at once, you know, Info's launched, Biz is launched, Arrow's launched, Mobi's launched, bunches of new domains, Pro, Name, so forth. And while the first new TLD to launch was .info back in 2001, and at that time the industry was less than 50 million total registrations worldwide. Now that we're here in 2010, the industry is approaching 200 million names. That's an increase of 150 million names. The industry has gotten four times as big. And the question is, well, did the new TLDs drive that? And the answer is no, they didn't. Out of that whole incremental 150 million registrations since 2001, new TLDs now amount to about 15 million registrations, 1.5 million. They've generated about 7% market share across across all of the new TLDs ever introduced, including .EU and including .ME. And what's happened when the new TLD is introduced typically is there's a lot of excitement in the industry. There's a lot of excitement at the registrar level. There's a lot of publicity around new options. And people get interested in domains, and the overall industry grows. But what I'm a little concerned about with the new TLDs is that because they're going to be unfamiliar to people, that people will get interested in domains, they will come to a registrar, they'll see a number of domains that they're not familiar with, and then they'll see their old friends, info, com, net, org, so forth. And they're going to end up in a domain that they're more comfortable with. They're going to end up in a domain that they know is going to work for them. They're going to end up in a domain that they know, you know, doesn't have email blocks, that people are familiar with, and that gives them a good image as an established entity on the Internet. So that's why I think at the end of the day, there'll be a lot of hoopla around the new TLDs. There'll be a lot of money spent on launches, you know, without a doubt. There will be a few, probably a few significant winners in that group. A lot of niche domains, but that will overall increase the amount of interest in the industry, and I think the established domains, the ones that are already successful, established today, seen as safe today, seen as worthy, low risk, worthy of building a business around, those are the ones who are going to benefit the most.
Well, we're approaching the end of the show, and what I'd like to do now is ask you if there's anything going on, any announcements from affiliates, anything that's coming up regarding anniversaries, key dates, you know, special events that our listening audience might want to know about.
Well, I think that the big issue, the big news in the industry right now is new TLDs. There are hundreds of people out there who are looking to establish their own TLD, be it a company name or a category or a city or a cause or whatever. And all those people are trying to determine what's the best business model for them. How much business can they expect? How are they going to get their technology done? How are they going to get distribution with registrars and so forth? And we've been in touch with a pretty significant number of these new applicants. And my advice to them is really, do business with somebody who already has been through this before. The ICANN process is very elaborate. The politics are pretty significant, although they're trying to make it as objective as possible. And you need somebody who's been through this before and knows the ropes. Afilias has applied for or helped apply for and gotten approved more new TLDs than any other provider. And we have successfully launched more new TLDs than any other provider. And that makes us, I think, the guys to come to if you're contemplating putting your business out with an entirely new TLD. So new TLDs are exciting, let's talk.
Well, I certainly agree with you there. And when I think back into the last few years, the most successful new TLDs that were launched was .mobi, obviously one of them. .asia was quite successful. And interestingly, both of them are being managed by affiliates. So the back-end technology is rock solid. I know that having worked for Moniker and now, being involved in the domain industry, how stable that technology is, and it's real important for the registrar interface and ultimately for the registrant's, satisfaction with the whole process. And then the repackaging of the CCTLDs, particularly .me, and all the buzz that's getting, through the industry. Again, another name that you guys are managing on the back end. So Afilias definitely knows how to bring a TLD to market and do it right. And kudos again to you and your entire staff.
Thanks, Victor. It's been a great run with these various TLDs. And you're right. The Asia launch was very successful. The Mobi launch was great. ME is doing wonderfully. By us taking care of all the technology and the operations and the nuts and bolts, it really frees the domain manager to focus on the marketing stuff, which is very difficult and really requires a lot of thought and effort and investment as well.
Roland, we want to thank you for being on this episode of Domain Masters. To you and Afilius, both of you, appreciate you being part of our Meet the Registries series. How can listeners contact you directly if they have questions about Afilius' services, particularly to find out how to bring one of these new TLDs to market?
They can go right to afilius.info. And there are directions right there on the homepage if you're interested in a new TLD or how to get a .info domain. It's all right there on our homepage.
Outstanding. Well, folks, we've come to a close of another edition of Domain Masters, a radio show where you learn to be the master of your domain. I'm your host, Victor Pitts, and you're listening to Domain Masters on WebmasterRadio.fm. All of our shows are archived at WebmasterRadio.fm as well as podcasts on such popular locations as iTunes, Google, and Yahoo. I want you to come back to WebmasterRadio.fm next week for another informative Domain Masters episode. I want to thank Roland LaPlante from Senior Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer at Afilius for being on tonight's show.
Thanks, Victor. It's always a pleasure.
And in wrapping, I want to tell every one of you, I wish you the best, and I want you each to be the master of your domains. Good night, folks.